Hi, everybody. Welcome to Friday Filibuster. This is David Johnson. I'm not feeling well, so we're going to do a speed run. But I got to confess, that's not the real reason we're going to bolt through the Friday Filibuster. I'll let Eric Astrichlager, who is joined by Mac McIntyre, to describe why we're going to tear through this edition of the Friday Filibuster.
Well, Dave, I mean, some of us have obviously responsibilities beyond
yes.
just podcasts
yes.
and work. Right. Some of us have to dress up
yes.
in, armored costumes and go out and fight evil.
That's right.
In a little place called Arkham City.
Yes.
The new Batman video game that Dave and I are both currently obsessed with. It's been out for a whopping 24 hours.
I know.
Already, like, wholly invested in it.
So it is. And Mac, I know you're privy to this. You played some Arkham Asylum.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
But, I mean, I have to say that it really is just kind of blowing me away, and I will not be surprised if I finish it thinking that it's one of the best games that I've ever played. It is certainly the best superhero, you know, or comic book hero game I've ever played, and that belonged to Arkham Asylum before that. And this really, I mean, it really is. I don't know if, you know, I'll let Eric talk about it a little bit more, but I mean, it really makes Arkham Asylum feel like small, linear, cramped, and like you're not really enjoying the full Batman experience. That's how much of a leap I think Arkham City does.
Wow.
Yeah, I think the cool thing about this game, and if you don't know, this is sort of an open world Batman game. Although, but what it is the story is that part of Gotham City is walled off and it's become this mini city where all the criminals are being held, and Batman's in there, you know, doing a variety of things that we won't spoil. But yeah, so basically you have all the joy of running around from rooftop to rooftop and swinging and gliding and using your batarang and grapple hook and stuff. But within a kind of relatively limited space, you don't feel like you have to, you know, swing for 2 miles just to get to the place where the Joker is or something like that.
Yeah, they made it like the real estate is smaller than something like Red Dead Redemption or Grand Theft Auto, but it's more dense. Like, there's more stuff to do.
Right.
More dense. So, like, and Mac, you would appreciate this. I mean, it really is the Batman simulator. I mean, Arkham Asylum was getting to, you know, was at that point. Maybe part of that was because there'd never been a decent Batman game before that. But mm-hmm. this one is, I mean, you're hopping from rooftops, then, hey, you hear someone's in trouble. And then you glide, dive bomb, smack around the bad guys using the greatest combat system ever devised for a video game. And it's just incredibly satisfying. So I would heartily endorse it to you, Mac, and especially as a lover of comic book lore. I think Eric and I were having a brief conversation about how not only is Batman arguably one of the great comic book heroes, he's got the best kind of villains, best rogues gallery.
And totally.
They're like all in this.
Yeah, I mean, I've played like 2 or 3 hours of the game and I've already encountered like 7 or 8 Batman villains. I mean, like, and big ones too. So it's pretty crazy. I mean, and I think like what Dave was saying, I think if you really dig the comic books, you will dig this because they kind of go out of their way to incorporate a lot of the comic book stuff. Even just down to, and Arkham Asylum did this too, little kind of just dossiers you kind of collect as you go that to kind of provide a little bit of background information on the characters that's, you know, if you read the comic books, you can know and appreciate, but it's just little touches like that really, speak to the fan side of things. I mean, not to be kind of weird and contrarian, but I'm more excited to finish this game than I am to see Dark Knight Rises. I'll be honest. Like, I this to me is like the perfect combination of all of the Batman media out there. And the voice acting is great.
Right.
The story is really
Kevin
cool.
Kevin Conroy, right, Mac? Mm-hmm. Remember him from
animated
series. And Mark Hamill's back as a Joker, I think. Right?
Yeah, he's great. Yeah, it's a great game. So, yeah, we've been...
Even the Catwoman levels. You know, so buy this new, because you get to play as Catwoman. And I thought it was just going to be kind of a gimmicky add-on, but it is a ton of fun to play around. I mean, she's like pouncing around, and her combat is this crazy, like, combination of, I don't know, kung fu and stripping. <'Cause she's> like,
struggling down. I feel like maybe if she zipped up her costume, a couple more inches, maybe I could fit in front of my wife. But
That's right. That's true. I think you have to down. That's extra DLC. That's the spouse DLC.
Yeah, I think I'm sort of wondering. There's a lot of complaining about the fact that they're including this code to download what should have been included in the single player game to make sure you buy it new. But I think it was probably just someone's spouse at Rocksteady said,
right.
"You're not putting that on the disc."
That's right. So that's that's our endorsement, Max. So I know you were you haven't gotten past Arkham Asylum yet. I mean,
as much as I enjoyed Arkham Asylum, those boss battles just drove me up the wall, and I spent hours. I spent like a whole afternoon trying to beat Poison Ivy, and I just couldn't.
It sounds like you were far enough anyway. So I would say, I mean, there's like touches. Again, I'm not, I'm small percentage of the game, but I don't think it's super necessary that you beat Arkham Asylum. And you'd be, as a comic book lover and a Batman fan, Mac, I think you'll be well served by this.
Yeah, I mean, my whining really isn't about Arkham Asylum, but just about video games in general. I'm just sick to death of these boss battles in these games.
Well, I don't think those are going away anytime soon.
Sorry about that.
You know, if we could, petition, the Nintendo headquarters or something about that. All right, so that is why, well, the speedrun's already taking a hit. So, discussion about this. So, tell you what, we will do really quick, right around, like 60 seconds. Tell us what you've been up to. So, Mac, why don't you start?
Okay, just wondering what you guys think of the new Three Musketeers movie coming out this weekend.
I'll tell you what I think. I'd rather watch Three's Company.
I know nothing about it, so that was easy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, Paul W. Anderson and Mila Jovovich is just...
Oh, boy.
If she's in the movie, I think it's going to be terrible. It's a Pavlov dog. Pavlov's dog, am I right on that? So, reflexively thinking it's awful.
Mm. Well, but the thing is, they've taken Three Musketeers and they've set it in a steampunk environment, and this is really Hollywood's first like major big budget steampunk endeavor. So, will this be the future of steampunk? Will it set steampunk back? It's a lot is riding on this.
I think every time you say steampunk, I get less and less interested in everything. Steampunk.
I can't help but think Super Mario Brothers the movie. Isn't that a steampunk attempt? Steampunk. All right, well, are you going to go see it,
Matt? I'm very curious. I probably will go see it, I'm just very curious. And, I do dig the steampunk a little bit.
Yeah. All right, we'll see your review. Okay, your 60 seconds is up. Eric?
Well, most of us are going to talk about Batman. The only other thing I'll mention is a little local craziness. Yesterday, in my small hometown, a guy who was apparently high on meth and had just gotten out of jail went out on his front porch with a hunting rifle and started shooting at cars.
Yikes.
This happened like literally I could walk 2 minutes from my house where the guy was doing this stuff. We weren't anywhere close, but it was crazy. Something like that happens here. No one got hurt, thankfully, but he shot at a police car, which is how
everything got started. Really high up then, huh? Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah. So
that's fun. That this is happening while you're watching Breaking Bad.
Well, honestly, it takes a little bit of the pleasure away from breaking that. So I think that's the biggest tragedy of all.
That is the biggest.
I say that because no one got hurt, but man.
That's it. Well, speaking of AMC, I'll transition. I know, Eric, you're not a fan, but I did want to touch on the second season premiere of The Walking Dead. Mac, did you catch it?
I missed it. Yeah.
I liked it a great deal. I thought it was very good. I thought it was very tense and... I know blue ratings out the door, so that was pretty good. But I was down with it the whole time, and it's semi-controversial because, Darabont got canned from this episode.
Right.
So we'll see what goes on. And I think they have the 13-episode order, so we'll see what happens. But
I have one question.
Yeah.
Does anything happen in the episode?
That's true. That's a good point. Big thing happens at the end, and there's some really shockingly gory zombie violence.
That's what I heard. I heard there was some serious gross outs.
I mean, really? I mean, I've seen Argento Zombie here, where all hell breaks loose, and this was, this is pretty crazy. So AMC gets away with it. So. All right. So, but I did enjoy that. So let's move on. Mac, talk about what you've been working on for the site.
Our Batman Cup runneth over because I finished up a review of the new direct-to-DVD and Blu-ray animated film from DC Universe, which is Batman Year One.
Yeah, I saw that, and you said it was very faithful to the comic book, huh?
Very, yeah. It is like they really went out of their way to make it as much like the graphic novel as possible. I actually sat down with the graphic novel in my lap and flipped through it as I was watching the movie, and it's like every single panel in the comic book is recreated on the screen. It's that faithful.
Is it good?
There's some changes, but they're very minor ones. But most of all, they really went out of their way to make it as much like the comic as possible, which is pretty impressive. something about Frank Miller just inspires that in filmmakers. I don't know. They did it, or they tried to do it in 300, and then in Sin City. Oh, wait, right. Sin City was first. But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And now in this one. So it was interesting. And you talk about the hand-to-hand combat. The fighting in the cartoon is just brutal.
Is it a PG-13?
Yes. And it kind of reminded me of Casino Royale, the fights in that, how they were just really fast and really hard, you know?
Nice.
And it's like every, even though it's a cartoon, it's like every punch and kick looks like it really hurts. So.
All right, well, more Batman mythology to stock up on, Eric, because you're gonna buy a novel, right, with your Amazon credit.
Not the novel, but the trade paperback of five issues of the Arkham City comic book leading up to the video game.
All right, that's nice. That fits. All right, cool.
No, no, no. Dave, if I were to read a comic book, I'm not going to read a novel. Come on. I mean, I'm not a nerd.
So. All right. Well, okay, what's on your docket that you want to show it to?
So this week I'm reviewing Peter Jackson's The Frighteners on Blu-ray.
Oh, cool.
Which I have not seen since the theater. I don't know why I never went back to it, but I think my reaction to it, I think, is the same as when I first saw it, which is it's okay, but not, you know, really great. It's a good movie.
Oddly clinical to me. I don't know why.
Yeah, I think that there are a lot of really, you know, Peter Jackson-esque elements in it. I think there maybe are too many. I think the central kind of mystery about, you know, the mysterious deaths and Michael J. Fox's character. He plays a con man psychic investigator who's actually psychic and who employs ghosts to create the hauntings that he's, you know, gets people to pay him to clean up. And which is a really cool idea, although it's kind of underused. And I have to say, I don't know whether it's a matter of the special effects from the time, because this was 1996. In fact, this is the movie that basically expanded Weta and led to Lord of the Rings. This is Peter Jackson's first, like, big Hollywood project. So
right.
It's definitely an important movie from that respect. But I don't know if it was the special effects at the time, but, like, the scenes where Michael J. Fox is acting alongside the ghosts played by Shia McBride, and I forget the guy's name. Oh, and John Astin as the judge, who's really cool. There's sort of a disconnect there. Like, they don't quite seem to be acting in the same scenes and stuff. And there's some maybe a few too many characters. But it is fun to watch the game. It's you know, it's very energetic and has that kind of, you know, Peter Jackson kind of quirkiness. But and the Blu-ray, which I think is just a Blu-ray version of the DVD, and I guess Dave, I think you reviewed the HD DVD way back when.
Oh yeah, right.
Back when that it was a thing.
Right.
I mean, there are a lot of there's a full feature-length commentary for the director's cut with Peter Jackson, and there's like 4 hours, like a 4-hour documentary that they shot while they were making the movie, before DVDs were even a thing. They just like, well, we'll shoot it because someday people will be able to watch it. I think they planned it for the Laserdisc, but it's just the kind of, you know, it's kind of why you love Peter Jackson, whether the movie is fantastic or not. It's, you know, yeah, I love the guy. So that's what I'm working on.
All right, good. For me, something a lot less interesting, but connected a little bit to our little discussion of Casino Royale, a movie called Free Runner, which is a parkour movie. You know what that, you know, everyone's, it was in Casino Royale where they're jumping over park benches and stuff. So,
right.
But it's pretty terrible. So,
oh, no.
Same kind of conceit where, I don't know, I've seen a lot of movies about, so these guys free run and they've got to collect flags and beat each other up and people bet on them, you know. And then, of course, they all get abducted and now they run for their life. They have collars on their neck that blows up their head if they lose. And they've got, like, all these quirky, you know, I don't know, like, you know, quirky viewers or billionaires are voting or betting on their, you know, on their escapades. And it's pretty much the same plot from that Bangkok Knockout with not, you know, nearly the interesting amount of action. So,
the old underground tournament.
That's right. Play. Yeah. The blood sport special. So, yeah, so really, really kind of a bummer. Always pulling for those no CGI, no wire work action movies, but this one was tough. And they did they did a lot of point of view shots, you know, because the runners wore head cameras, and they overused that, so it just got like nauseating, you know, the first person point of view. So I think that
my favorite part about what you just said there was, of course they get abducted.
Of course they do.
Of course. I mean,
that's to be expected. I guess.
Of course.
Maybe.
I mean,
maybe
you didn't even need to say it. I guess.
That's right.
Of course.
So not good. All right. So that's that. So move on, Mac. We're making a good time here.
All right. We are going to go next to take a look at what's coming out on DVD and Blu-ray for next week. We're going to go to DVDverdict.com, click on the upcoming DVD releases tab. From there, we're going to scroll down and click on the cover art gallery for October 25th. Just talked about what's on the list.
I'd like to point out before we get too far, if this show is moving too fast for anyone, and you're listening on an iPod, there should be a little button you can press that'll slow it down to half speed. Just do that, and it'll probably be a regular length. Just a little tip.
Well, my voice is on really deep then. Hey, look, Three Musketeers, Mac.
Yes, I don't think this is the steampunk one.
All for one and guns for all.
We've got Captain America coming out next week.
That's right.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Attack the Block, which, Dave, you're going to be reviewing the DVD.
Yeah. I've got nothing to say about it yet. But
you ever watched it?
Not yet.
What else?
Cindy Lauper. That may not mean a lot to you guys, but the Johnson household, Cindy Lauper's got game. Hey, there's Jurassic Park.
The big trilogy. All three movies in a big set there.
That'll be a tempting buy for me, except I really despise the second movie. I really despise the second movie because of the stupid gymnastic scene.
The gymnast, that's the one everybody points
to. Yeah, it is so terrible. Again, I'm a Gymkhana fan, too, because how terrible it is.
Would you say that's the no moment of the Jurassic Park series?
Yes.
Okay.
That's true.
You also got The Conversation on Blu-ray. It's a great movie.
All right.
For some nice Halloween viewing, we've got Vincent Price and House on Haunted Hill.
It's a pretty robust release. My favorite cover art has to go to We Love Reptiles, right toward the bottom there. That's pretty good.
Let's go Winnie the Pooh, the new animated one.
Oh yeah, well received.
I really want to see that. We've been recently watching the old movie with my daughter, and she likes it a lot.
Season 5 of Robot Chicken is coming out.
Oh, boy, there's probably a lot of stuff here, but I don't know. Another Avengers movie, or just like a selection of episodes?
Yeah, that's the TV cartoon. Prominently featuring the guys who've recently had movies.
Gotcha. Of course. All right. Anything else? Going once? Going twice? All right, well, there's a bunch of stuff here, so feel free to purchase and support DVD Verdict. All right. Inadvertently sleazy-sounding DVD release of the week. Mac.
I'll go back to We Love Reptiles.
Okay, all right. Eric.
Good Day for It.
I'm going to go with Wagon Train. Actually, We Love Reptiles. All right. Good. We're doing really well. I'm going to be able to squeeze some excellent gameplay in tonight. Thank you, gentlemen.
Well, I'm glad that our listeners know how much we care about them.
That's right.
Just look at it. Think about all the extra the stuff you can do today, because you're not spending all that extra time listening to us.
Yeah. I feel like honesty is the best approach for this podcast.
It's true. I
mean, all right.
Nothing, I'm not honest.
Well, maybe we are nothing. I don't know. Okay. Ambush topics. You know this works. Eric, why don't you kick us off?
All right. Dangerous Nerds.
Ooh, I like it. That's pretty good. Wow. How about, Timothy Oliphant's character in Live Free or Die Hard.
Mm.
He was the, Eric, did you ever see that?
That was the fourth one?
Fourth one, yeah.
Oh, no, that's the one I haven't seen.
Well, Timothy Oliphant plays, I can't remember the guy's name, but he's essentially a super hacker and essentially a computer nerd, really. And he brings the Washington, D.C. down to its knees and really messes up the infrastructure. So he's just really good with computers, and that means nerd, and he was dangerous. All right, Mac, what do you got?
Let's see. I'm trying to look up the guy's name here. I'm trying to remember his name. All right, here we go. Man, IMDb is letting me down for some reason. Okay, I'm going to go with Masuka from Dexter.
Oh, yeah, he's good. Right. He's a good one.
Yes, the Dexter's lab tech buddy who appears at first to be comic relief, but when the chips are down, he really brings it and shows his bad attitude.
Plus, he seems to have some dangerous sexual proclivities, I think.
Yeah, yeah. You're never quite sure what he's up to. When
that's
he's
right. You never know.
I thought you were going to say sexual diseases.
Those two.
I think that's pretty obvious.
All right. Well, I kind of came up with this because I wanted to briefly mention a movie that I don't know. I've never heard of before. Netflix instant recommended it to me, and I watched it. It's an indie movie out of Canada, but it's called The Wild Hunt. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
It's basically a you're familiar with LARPing, of course, live action.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
This is like a movie where it kind of like asks the question, what would happen if all those people out in the middle of the woods with fake swords suddenly decided to take it seriously and, like, you know, attack each other? But the basic idea is there's a guy, his brother is super into LARPing, his girlfriend has gotten into it, they've been having trouble in their relationship, she leaves him to go away for the weekend to do this big camp where all these people are doing this stuff, and he has a really weird dream, kind of disturbing dream, a vision of what might happen to her, so he goes up and like kind of goes into this camp and he has to take part in things, and there's just a kind of prevailing sense of dread over the whole movie about what's going to happen, because you have all these people who are sort of unstable kind of pretending to be warriors and what happened, and it builds up to a really crazy ending, but I liked it a lot. It was just this little indie movie, but it's super creepy and I think well worth watching.
Wow.
What's it called again?
It's called The Wild Hunt.
Cool, I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, check it out.
All right, sorry, Mac, what about you? What do you got?
Okay, when characters in a movie are watching a movie.
I guess I'll go with in Scream when they're watching. Were they watching Halloween?
At one part they are, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I mean, the whole movie is about, you know, the rules of, you know, slasher movies, and it's actually a slasher movie.
It's at the end when everybody's at the party. That's when they're watching Halloween.
Yeah.
Oh, I've never seen this one, but is that the conceit of The Last Action Hero with Schwarzenegger?
Yes.
Okay. So the kid gets drawn in. Maybe I've seen parts of it. I don't know. I just remember like a slow motion shot with an axe going by Arnold's face.
Oh yeah,
that's all I remember.
Yeah, the kid is buddies with the old projectionist, and the old projectionist lets him into the movie theater after closing to get a sneak preview of the new blockbuster. And he's sitting there all by himself in the middle of the night in the movie theater and gets sucked in to the screen.
There you go.
Yeah. Nice. Mine is actually a little bit similar to that. I've been rewatching the Nightmare on Elm Street series, and I gotta tell you, you know, everybody says the first one is the best, and I love the first one, but man, number four is just so awesome. I can't get over it. And in part four, Alice is at a movie theater, and just like the kid from Last Action Hero, she starts getting sucked into the movie, and there's this really great special effect where everything is being drawn into the screen, so it starts first with her popcorn or soda, just it's like slowly sucked out of her hands, and then she gets drawn into the scene. And the rumor I heard for years was that the entire set was built in this tilting thing, so it would look like she's, you know, dangling from her seat, but sideways. Rewatching the movie again, I'm pretty sure that's bogus. I'm pretty sure that the Stone Woman is just on a wire. That's my theory on how they did that.
Oh, man. Calling out the producers of, I don't know, Wikipedia. I'm not sure where you read that, but...
Just some rumor I heard years ago.
Well, I'm glad we can finally put that to bed, though.
Phew.
You got to tie up all over the sentence here in the front. Okay. Here we go. This is lightning round. Movies that start with a vowel. Matt, go first.
crap.
Eric, go.
Evan Almighty.
Good. On back. Mac.
Attack the Block.
Good. Eric.
Annie Hall.
Underworld. Go. Mac.
Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, very nice. Eric.
I Love You, Philip Morris.
That's good. Me. I'm going to go with On Back 2. I'm just looking at it here. So, okay, Mac.
The Avengers.
Okay, yeah, well, Avengers, that works.
Oh, sure.
Eric.
Out of Africa.
That's very good too.
Okay, Apocalypse Now. Last round, Mac, go.
let's see. American movie.
Good. Eric?
Oh, Underworld.
Oh, I said it already.
You said that one.
Get it? Oh,
sorry. You got another one?
Sure. Annie.
That's good. And I'll end it with Air Bud.
Oh, I love Air Bud.
You do love Air Bud. So, all right. Well, what a pathetic Friday football topic that was. But we're done, and we can dispense it. We can send you out to your weekend, hopefully happy and satisfied. So, Friday Filibuster at DVDBurry.com is the email address. Mac, take it away.
Have you ever been dorked?